Welcome to Texas Franchise Radio, where your hosts, Josh Cherry and Robbie Marlowe, bring you all things franchising in the Texas market. Franchising is one of three growth strategies businesses can use to expand and capture market share. Effective when done right. But there's a lot to this dynamic business model. Learn from others in the industry as we bring on all levels of franchise operators and experts.
Yo, you ready? Let's go. Robbie and Josh going live, and it's time to hit the road. You were tuned in to Texas Franchise Radio. Oh, you're in the business? Well, this is what you need. Reppin' Texas, they professionals up in the industry. What we talking about? We talking business models, investing franchises. We going full throttle. Learn about the industry. I know you got the questions. We're trying to help you grow and take it to the next level.
All right, what's up, Texas Franchise Radio? It's your host, our co-host, Robbie Marlowe, and we have Josh Cherry with us.
What's up, guys? Welcome back.
And we have a good friend and REMAX franchisee, Brian Schweiker.
Awesome. Hey, guys, thanks for having me. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Brian, I like your dance moves on that. You like that intro?
That intro is awesome.
We didn't tell him Facebook Live was going on. So.
Love it.
All right, guys, well, hope you're enjoying Tuesday and having a great lunch. If you're on your lunch hour listening to Texas Franchise Radio, today we're going to talk, as we know, we go over the three things we kind of go over is one, business owners looking to scale through franchising, two, people looking to invest in a franchise, or three, people who have already invested in a franchise system and looking what they can do to kind of be more successful within their system. Today we're really going to concentrate on two of the three groups. We're going to concentrate on somebody that's looking to scale a franchise. So we're going to help y'all today talk a little bit about support systems in a franchise, site selection, how to find a good site. So we have Brian Schweiker with us with the REMAX. So, we're going to hit on the real estate a little bit, and then we're going to kind of go over somebody that's already in a franchise system and how to operate. So kind of talk about the support, Josh. What are some of the key things and support that a franchise needs to do for best practices?
Yeah, I'm super excited about this show in particular being mainly because, like we talk about all the time, when you're going to set up a franchise, as a franchisor for us, we always say number one most important thing, the operator, right? Like the franchise system's set up, we got to have a really strong operator who can operate. And there's, if you've listened to the show before, you know there's three things. One, do they know business? Two, do they know this business? And then three, are they financially qualified? Once you get past the operator, though, most important next step is that site selection.
Absolutely.
What's that site going to be like? And having a franchise who, one, understands their site model criteria and knowing what they're looking for and what makes you most successful with that model, super important. So you got to have that. You got to have the site model criteria first. We were lucky. We had a VP of Duncan kind of show us what that's like and how we build a site model criteria. Now we have a really cool little shows the renderings. It shows it's something we can give the landlords to show them what's special about us coming. Brian, how easy was it for when we started working with you, when we came to Houston and we were able, you were like, okay, guys, what are we looking for?
Absolutely.
And we're able to give you that site model criteria.
It was absolutely fantastic. I think, and I go back to the first time I took the call from you guys and, I wanted to be sure I could help you because not everybody comes with their, with the things that they need. So we had our first meeting and I wanted to learn a little bit about you guys. I want to learn a little bit about the business and see if I could even help you. You guys made it really helpful for me having all that information, and we were able to hit the ground running. So worked out great. You guys are on top of it.
Yeah, and just with site selection, when it comes to support from the franchisor, when it comes to the franchisee, knowing that person's going to be there for 5-10 years, maybe more, understanding where the demographics, understanding where the customer is for your business, because it's different for every business. If you're in a service business versus somebody that needs the foot traffic like a hair salon or a nail salon, obviously the site criteria changes dramatically. So being a franchisor, making sure you have best in class support, that's one of the ways you can support your franchisees. If you're looking to franchise your business, it's one of the best ways you can support them by having that stuff spelled out.
You got to have it. Cause like we said, it's the second most important thing. Number one, you got to have a good operator. Number two, you have to have a good site.
Right. Yeah. And we were able to dive right into that with you guys. You know, I have somebody dedicated to that in my office. Zach does a phenomenal job of doing the heavy lifting. As I say, when you guys give us that criteria, I have somebody on staff to really go in and do everything, for our group.
So oh, yeah.
It made it possible to to do several that we've done already. So.
Well, it makes it super easy on our part. We know that you already know the site model criteria. It's super convenient for the franchisee because they're trusting that we know what's best with our model. And we're not supposed to, we don't push them, and you know this, we don't push them until you have to go to this side or the other, but we do have the site model criteria. We have a basic level of criteria you've got to meet. And then you guys are able to present to the clients, to the franchisees, hey, here's all the ones we've found that we know already meet the criteria. It just makes it cuts down so much on the workload for that franchisee.
Absolutely. We, you know, a lot of times we'll have somewhere between 6 and 10 maybe sites, and we'll start diving into those and then going out and doing site visits and seeing what we'll call a few of them out. And at the end of the day or end of a couple of day, you know, meeting, we'll have, you know, two or three there, maybe sometimes four that will really stand out. And then we can narrow that down. So it's worked out great.
Robbie, one of the things we've learned is called a RESAC board, right? Mm-hmm. And having that process. Robbie, you deal with that all the time. What is the RESAC board, and how is that beneficial to both a franchisee and and if there's a franchisor out there listening, how is that beneficial?
So with the RESAC board, we call it the Real Estate Assessment Committee. What we actually do is we take sites. So we don't hold a real tight leash when it comes to going out and looking at the sites. We want our client, our franchisee, to see as many sites as possible. Make sure that when we find a site that, one, they feel really good about it, but two, like, hey, it meets everything, it checks all the boxes. And when they do that, we have, once they find that perfect site, they say, hey, Robbie, this is it. This is what it looks like. Here it is. We have a paper that they fill out, and Zach does a lot for us.
Right.
But what it does is kind of checks all the boxes, making sure, how do you get into the facility? When you get out, what does it look like? What's the neighborhoods around the facility? Is it a new and up and coming part of the neighborhood, part of the city, or is it kind of declining? And when we look at all those things, so I gather that up, and then I present it to our RESAC board, which is a board of about five of us. And they look at everything. They ask me questions. They pick the site apart. They talk about how much is it per square foot. And they go through all that. So I'm not missing anything. The real estate agent's not missing anything. The franchisee's not missing anything. So when we come back and they give us consent, we move forward. We know, hey, it's a great site. And we're confident as a brand that it's going to work.
Right.
And it's all it is. I mean, that's the entire beauty of franchising. It's letting somebody else gets to come in and instantly benefit from mistakes we've already made. What is on that RESAC paperwork? What are all those checks that Robbie was just talking about? Things that we've messed up back in the past, right? Like, oh, don't want to have it in this district. Oh, don't do it if they're going to be starting construction on the road right in front of your store 3 months after you open.
Mistakes are costly, right? Yeah. And you guys have a model for that and a checklist of what things are going to be, you know, right for the business.
Hey, it's America. You can't guarantee success, but it is awesome when at least you have a good checklist to prevent people from mistakes we've already learned.
Absolutely. And a good group of people, you know, in the room looking at it, you know, from every different angle. So fantastic.
Yeah, it helps me. I mean, there's sometimes I go into that RESAC meeting and I'm like, hey, this site's good. I'm already 100% on it. Somebody else on the board will be like, hey, guys, have you thought about this? And I'm like, wow, I didn't. You know, and I do this all day, every day.
Sure.
So having that board and that second backstop, super important.
And taking that process, very, very important. Like you said, mistakes are costly, but also you're dealing with somebody that's going to be into this lease for 10 plus years.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you're putting every eye you can on it and making sure that you're taking it taking a hard look at it as much as you can.
Sure.
Yeah. Site selection, super, super, super important. You got to have a good process. If you're a franchisor, I recommend you need two products, really. You need that site model criteria, and then you need the benefits of you going into that space. Those are two solid products that we have at Delta Life that have just made site selection incredibly easier for us. Two good things you're going to need if you're a franchisor. If you're a franchisee and you're evaluating different systems, just ask the franchisor if they have a site selection process. Or is site selection the most important? Like, if you're a carpet cleaning facility, obviously site selection is not that important.
Right.
That's a good question to ask if you're looking at different models. Ask them what their site selection process is. Let them tell you how that is, and it'll kind of tell you, are they a best-in-class franchisor, or are they kind of just getting started?
Right.
Okay, so we hit on site selection, we hit on operator. What's the third biggest thing you think when it comes to supporting a franchisor to a franchisee?
Oh, man, that's good. I don't know. I think, you know, financially qualified is the first thing. You got to have the operator. Then you have to, then you got to pick the right site. And then I think the next thing is just the training, like the training regimen that you're going to go through before you get ready to open. What do you think?
No, absolutely. That's what I was going to talk about. I'm just trying to give a little buddy kind of a bird's eye view about everything that a franchisor should be doing supporting a franchisee. One is the support of their system, and they should take it very serious and ensure that you're trained up and delivering a great product and doing their brand justice out there.
Yeah. And then brand standardization. So definitely operator, site selection, build out process is pretty important too. You got to have that standardized. You have a replicable model. And we didn't for a long time, right?
Like, no, absolutely.
At Delta Life, we didn't have a replicable model. Now, again, that makes everything else so easy. Like when you have those renderings, we were in New Braunfels with our real estate agent, Brian Schweiger. A couple weeks ago, we had a super important meeting. We were out there looking for a new space to put our New Braunfels, Texas, Delta Life Fitness. And we were talking back and forth with a couple of real estate agents and landlords. And then we went and grabbed the renderings out of the car. And we showed him, this is what we're building. And his whole demeanor on the way he was treating us changed. I think it's super important to be able to have that replicable model. Helps with build out, helps with getting your bids, construction costs, all that. It makes sure that the process, that's franchising. Franchising is making sure the process happens the same way every single time.
Every time. And now you guys have one that, you know, we can invite our New Braunfels landlord over and look at that. So,
hey, check it out. Here's what we're building.
Perfect.
Yeah.
If your real estate agent is not traveling 4 to 5 hours to find you a spot, you better find you a new real estate agent.
That's right. We travel.
I know we're going to talk a lot more about Brian and his story in a little bit, but before we go to this first break, if you're listening, franchisor, or if you're into real estate, Brian's got some great tips, or if you're just a business owner, Brian's a heck of a man. He's very humble. He's not going to say these things himself. I know your group does about $39 million in real estate a year, which is insane, out of about 6,500 RE/MAX agents across the state of Texas. Texas is pretty large. You guys are ranked number 6.
Yeah, which number 6 last year. Real proud of that.
I don't know why you're not number 1, but well, we're going to.
But we're sure working to get there.
You don't just get number 6 out of 6,500 unless you've got some solid practices. So, I know we'll get into that more later, but you know, if you're listening right now, Brian is a wealth of knowledge. He knows what he's doing.
A Lone Star Community Radio is Montgomery County's radio station with talk, music, weather, and traffic for Montgomery County. Have a question or comment about one of our shows? Want to know how to reach a host? Just contact the station at irlonestar.com or call in and leave a message at 936-647-3776. Get involved with your community with Lone Star Community Radio.
Lone Star Boxer Rescue is a nonprofit organization serving Montgomery County and surrounding areas, dedicated to the health and well-being of the boxer breed. Lone Star Boxer Rescue is run and managed 100% by volunteers since 1999. Our main objective is to rescue, rehabilitate, and rehome boxers that come to us from many sources, including local animal shelters, owner surrenders, and strays. For more information about Lone Star Boxer Rescue, visit our website at lsbr.org.
Listen in Mondays at noon to hear Conroe news from local nonprofits, businesses, upcoming events, Conroe Park events, news stories, and information that matters to you with your host, Margie Taylor of Taylorized PR. For more information about being a guest, visit irlonestar.com/Conroe Culture.
Hispanic Chamber Connections with Dr. Carlos Sanchez, President of the Woodlands Conroe Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, featuring event announcements, member highlights, and more. Tuesdays at 1 p.m., broadcasting from the heart of Conroe, Texas on irlonestar.com and Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Texas Franchise Radio. We just finished off at the end of the break talking about Brian and his being number 6 in Houston and RE/MAX.
Impressive.
It's a very impressive. And
thanks.
Coming down here, me and Josh both moving down here to the Woodlands and getting to know Brian. Brian doing our real estate for our commercial side. Just got us more than just being our real estate agent. He became a friend of ours and a mentor.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to let everybody kind of understand Brian's story, how he got into RE/MAX and why, you know, real estate.
You bet.
Give us a little.
You bet. Well, let me, I'll kind of start with, you know, how I got into the business. And really, I tell you, I give my wife a lot of credit, you know.
Miss Jill getting a shout out.
Miss Jill, she'll get a shout out because I wouldn't be able to do half of what I do.
Making us look bad.
You know. Yeah. Hey.
Also, Kristen and Cassie.
I couldn't, that's right. You guys married up for sure.
I think anyway, all three of us did.
Yeah, you know it. But, you know, I tell you, you know, my story, sometimes I'll go back and we have just a few minutes, but my dad was a career policeman. And I wanted to be in law enforcement as well. So I'll start with that. I did that for about 6 years, and my wife worked for a home builder in the Woodlands. And some of you guys might know Lifeform Homes in the Woodlands. And I'd go to all these different parties and different things. And these guys kept saying, oh, you'd be really good at new home sales. So I had an opportunity to see real estate and new home building from the very beginning. Now, back up just a minute. I bought my first house at 18. I bought my first rental property at 19. So I always had a love for real estate, but I wanted to do what my dad did. So anyway, I'd go to these parties and everything, and they gave me an opportunity to start, basically as a host. I mean, just meeting and greeting people in the model homes. They offered me a job in sales. I took the job in sales, worked my way to a project manager and then division president with this home building company, Lifeforms, back in, I guess that was about seven years or so length of time. And that was a great run. I learned a lot about, I was responsible for all of the sales, the construction, the production, the marketing as well. So it's various facets of real estate that make our business really good. From there, I moved over to Woodlands Custom Homes and sold custom homes for the Woodlands Development Company. And that was a fantastic job. The bad part was everybody that I met, they were buying homes from 500 to several million and would do a great job. And I'm learning, yeah, this is really a referral business. So I'd help somebody with a million dollar home, and they'd say, Brian, this is great. And, can you help my mom and dad? They'd like to buy a home. And, they want to buy something around 200,000. This was back in the, early 2000s, 2002, 2003. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't help them. So I'd have to refer that out to another real estate agent, maybe somebody that just didn't, somebody that did both resale and new.
Yeah.
Okay. And I learned really quickly that I really like the people in this business. So I decided, and I think I'm in my 15th year now, I decided to move over to RE/MAX, and my business partner, Mike Cedar, he and I do a lot of, we co-own a RE/MAX franchise together, but he's the one that really kind of got me out of, new home sales and said, you need to do this with me. And we did that. And it's nice. Now I can work with everybody. I can work with the first time home buyer. I can work with the seasoned investor. I can work with the commercial side of things, as well. So I meet a lot of different people, and really just, our business is all repeat and referral. So now I'm in, real estate in the, South Montgomery County area, Woodlands, Conroe. We do stuff on, in Lake Conroe. We even have a listing in Galveston right now. So it's a referral business for us. So we're helping everybody. So it's fantastic.
Yeah. And it's funny, you think number six in the state, right? Like, Robbie and I first moved to Houston, and we started looking for commercial brokers to help us. And like, now that we've been in the community a little bit, we tell, we're here, and people are like, hey, who's y'all's commercial realtor? Oh, Brian Swiker. And their eyes get real big. And like, how'd you get Brian? Funny story. called him on a Saturday, and he answered the phone, or called me right back. One of the two, yeah. I don't remember, but called me right back. So it shows a lot about you, your work ethic. There's three things that I've noticed. Like Robbie said, when we first met you, we learned a lot from you. You took us under your wing about picking sites,
right?
Site selection and that process. Since then, though, I think Robbie and I have learned so much from you just as a mentor, as a businessman. Well, your customer service, your personal operating system, and your work ethic are all incredible.
Yeah. And And I tell people, I'm really nothing special. I tell people I'm just a grinder. Okay. I mean, we just get in and just do the things we're supposed to do. We call people, we care about people, we show gratitude. And that's what I want my clients to, to see and feel, from us. Okay. So we like to do a lot of gifting. We like to, our clients become friends, and really, just think of the short time we've known each other. I remember when you called and said, hey, can you help us? And I'm like, I don't even know if I can help you guys. Why don't you just come in and we'll sit around the table and let me learn a little bit about you.
Yep.
Okay. Then let me see if I can help you. And if I can't, then I'm going to connect you with somebody that can. What I learned really quickly is if I make a couple of adjustments, I really could, could help you guys.
Yeah.
And now we really have it down, don't we?
We really do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good stuff.
Yeah. So some of the best times is knowing I get to go show sites with Brian.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, we really, we were just in New Braunfels, July 3rd. Right.
Yep.
And, that was a great visit. We,
I don't think you can go to New Braunfels and not float the river. That
right.
Was,
absolutely.
That was just expected.
So we're there, right? You guys are selling the franchise. We have the end user there as well.
Yeah.
And, we all decide, hey, let's go float the river.
So we worked a half day. We looked at a bunch of sites.
We did. And we went down the river, but part of that too, right, is, is really good for business. I think some of us sometimes, we just think of, that's work too. It's getting to know you guys and getting to know you better and also the end user as well. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So when you're in real estate, you were a police officer to start off.
Right.
You basically quit being a police officer, got into real estate, and then you opened your own brokerage or your franchise, your Remax franchise.
We're Remax.
What got you into, what made you choose Remax?
Well, I'll tell you, the brand is fantastic. And we talked a little bit about this kind of before the show.
Yeah,
I'm a big believer in the franchise part. Mike and I could have gone out and done our own, our own thing, okay? But we did not want to leave the brand. We didn't want to leave the franchise. There's so much support. You touched on a little bit, earlier, it's a proven model on these franchises if it's a good one. I don't want to go in and reinvent everything, right?
And you even talked about little things like having to get a logo and all the new paperwork.
Absolutely, all of that and the reporting and different things. And every franchise has, different things. I'll tell you, I'm not that smart. I can't do all of that. I'm good with people, and I'm good with, finding out what their needs are and filling the needs. So for me, the franchise, it's money well spent for us.
That's good advice. And I know the franchise Remax did give you a lot of great tools, and you didn't have to start it off from scratch.
Right.
But we've really got to know you, like I said, and I know that you believe in paying for coaching, personal development, growth. You have your own personal operating system. It's not something that, Remax can't do it all for you.
They really can't. I mean, they can give you the basics and the tools and everything. Then you have to kind of go out and find out where that void might, where that void might be, where that accountability is. For me, I call it a business coach, but really kind of business and life coach, I'm a lot older than you guys, right? I mean, I wish I would have started this back when I was your age, but you never can quit learning, right? You never, you always seek good people, seek good counsel, if you will, and surround yourself with good leaders. So I think you can learn from everybody, right? And my stuff is really kind of simple, part of my coaching program says, hey, the information's free, but the accountability is what costs.
That's it.
Right? Mm-hmm. So there's a certain number of calls I have to make every day. There's a certain number of handwritten notes that I have to do every day. There's a certain number of, break breads, where you have coffee with somebody or, lunch or a dinner.
That's unbelievable, Brian.
So it's just, and you really go through, I think what you had mentioned one time, hey, I looked at your schedule and I'm really kind of scheduled all the way out,
Yeah.
I'm not 100% where I want to be, but there's a certain certain part of my day that I write my thank you notes. There's a certain part of my day that I make my calls to certain groups of people.
Yep.
You guys have been invited to my happy hours.
Yep.
We do happy hours.
Let me ask you this, Brian.
Go ahead.
Would there ever be a time where you didn't get that done if you didn't have to answer to somebody?
No, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
There's always something else.
Something else. But, I tell you, I'm learning from guys that do that really have, better lives than I have, right?
Yep.
It's not just about the business and the money,
absolutely,
right? But they have, they have really good marriages because they work on it, right? They have really good families because they work on it. Really good businesses because they work on it. Their personal finances are really good because they work on it.
I think if you're listening, please, go back and re-listen to this part. I mean, this man, he's a little bit older than us. He's doing $39 million a year in real estate. He's number 6 in the state. And most people would say, that's good. You've made it. Good job. Why go out and continue to be better? But he's still saying it's worth it for me. And he's a part of a franchise too, but separate from that,
right?
You are going out and paying for continual growth and accountability.
Right.
And a lot of people don't see the ROI,
right?
The return on investment for paying for stuff like that. Robbie and I, that's something we've always believed in. How many years ahead are we right now because we've invested in coaching throughout the years?
10, 15 years.
I mean, minimum.
Yeah.
from Sean, Lynette, EOS, like whoever it's been, we've always paid a lot of money for coaching, and it seems expensive at the time, but we're 15 years ahead of where we should be.
Oh, yeah. And when we started this, I didn't know how I was going to come up with the money. I mean, it's expensive. It's a two-year commitment, and I'll just say the number. You know, it's like $30,000 a year for me to do this. It's expensive to do it. Every bit of it. And that's one of the, I don't mind writing that check. It actually comes right out of my account without me even writing it. But I'll tell you this, it's money well spent.
That's awesome.
So a lot of different areas of growth for sure.
I think it's impressive that you're in a franchise system, but you're not expecting the franchise to hand feed you anything. You're out there making yourself better.
They have the tools, and you know, and if you're going to take it to the to the next level, then there's certain things you have to do in any franchise. You know, it's sales, right? You're going to do certain things to get to where you want to be.
I think early on, just we went to the IFA about a year ago in Vegas, and they talked about just when people hear franchise, what they think what a franchise support is or what they give you. I think it's very easy to think that I buy into a franchise, they give me everything, and I really don't have, people think that sometimes.
Yep.
I think it's good to hear that.
And sometimes that's on the franchisor. We overpromise.
Exactly.
Right? Or tell them things that are, you just put up the money and you'll be rich. Now, I mean, how much different are our franchisee interviews now? How much do we tell them how hard it's going to be? How a lot of this, we're going to give you this, and this, but the rest of this is on you.
It's on you. And that's, I think I'm involved really with two franchises. I'm involved with the RE/MAX franchise. And the coaching that I have, it's for real estate and it's for lenders, okay? And even though it's not really a franchise, they're it's like a franchise. I don't have to come up with anything. I just have to do what they tell me to do, okay, and care about my people, and the rest kind of takes care of itself.
All right, guys, you're listening to Texas Franchise Radio. Go watch us live on Texas Franchise Radio. You can ask us questions. We're going to kick it over to commercial break. We're with Brian Schweiker telling us all kinds of great value about how his personal operating system is really taking him to the next level. We'll be right back.
Want to check out the fastest growing sport in the world? It's right here in Conroe, Texas, and it's roller derby. Conroe Roller Derby is a nonprofit recreational league of women and men who want you to come and check out the fast-paced, hard-hitting game of roller derby. The Conroe Cutthroats practice at Rainbow Roller Rink on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. You can find our game schedule and more information on our website, www.conroerollerderby.com.
Listen in Mondays at noon to hear Conroe news from local nonprofits, businesses, upcoming events, Conroe Park events, news stories, and information that matters to you with your host, Margie Taylor of Taylorized PR. For more information about being a guest, visit irlonestar.com/Conroe Culture.
What is homelessness? Have you seen parents struggle to find a job without having transportation or childcare? What about the children sleeping in cars with nothing to eat? Families shouldn't have to struggle to survive, and children should not be homeless. Family Promise of Montgomery County serves the needs of homeless families and their children. Learn about ways you can help. Learn about partnership opportunities at www.familypromiseofmc.org or call our day center at 936-441-8778.
The Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service has been dedicated to educating Texans for over a century. In 1915, the Extension Program was established under the federal Smith-Lever Act to deliver university knowledge and agricultural research findings directly to the people. Ever since, AgriLife Extension programs have addressed the emerging issues of the day, serving diverse populations across the state. Texans turn to Extension for solutions in horticulture, agriculture, 4-H and youth, and family and consumer sciences. Extension agents respond not only with answers, but also with resources and services that result in significant returns on investment to boost the economy. Join us Fridays at 1 o'clock for the AgriLife Extension Hour.
And welcome back to Texas Franchise Radio. We are getting ready to wrap up an amazing interview with Brian Schweiker. He's just a great man, father, husband. Jill, if you're listening, I did say that. Great mentor to me and Robbie. He's been like our adopted father of the Woodlands. He's
I'd
just
like
really...
to think of it more of like maybe an older brother than a father. Like a really older brother.
Oh, that's, no, what, I, that's just what I meant. Kidding. That's what I meant. Like a slight...
Yeah. Just kidding.
Are you older than us, Brian?
You're good. Yeah, very much so.
How the
I know that from the workouts, right?
Yeah. We did a workout this morning with Brian. We got a MyZone hooked up, and guys got a better endurance than I got. Yeah.
I don't know.
Welcome back. If you're in Conroe, we've got a rainy day here in Conroe. We met up. We got up at 4:30 this morning, and we were out in a field doing like hardcore military style training by 5:15.
I appreciate you guys. That's the accountability there, right? You go find people you like to hang around and see if they'll, you know, see if they'll get up with you at 4:30 to do a workout.
It really is a big part of it. I know you were just reading a book about this, like the five people you really spend the most time with is really going to show your level of where you're going to get to.
Absolutely. And we're, you know, I'm always trying to look at things, and you know, and this kind of goes back to the coaching. I'm doing some things, being told what to do. Hey, you need to do this. You know, actually, I am the oldest, you know, in the most overweight too in my group. So they're pushing me to do other things.
That's,
you know,
good though.
So it's awesome. I love it.
So Brian, you know us. You know us over at Delta Life. We are a family run business.
Yes.
Everybody, like, we talk to Dan Goodwin about this sometimes. Like, there's a lot of controversy around partnerships or working with family. Dave Ramsey says the only ship that don't float is partnership.
Right.
Right. And then working with family is another dynamic. I don't know if you've ever tried working with your wife or not,
but that
gets interesting. Robbie and I both, it's me, Robbie, Kristen, Cassie, and we work very closely all day. And then we hang out afterwards, which makes it even more
amazing.
Yeah. So we've had to learn what that dynamic's like for us and how we get around it. Talk to us about, what about you? I know Jill now works with you. Austins worked with you. Tell us about, how's it been, not even the family working with you, all this stuff we just talked about the success you've done. How do you balance that with family?
Well, I tell you, you know, over the years, I have not done a real good job with it. I mean, to be honest with you, you know, there's a lot of real estate's demanding, a lot of hours. You know, with part of my coaching, they try to get your hours down to 40, 45 hours. Now, I'm not anywhere really near that right now. My kids are a little bit older. I have a son, Austin, that's 19, and Cole just turned 18. They're both going to be going off to school. But I do have them working with me in the office. And I think it's good, you know, for your kids to see what's going on, you know, what's going on in the office. They do everything from, you know, mail outs. I could send my stuff to a mail out house, but I have my kids putting the mailer in and doing the stamps and doing all of this. They put up signs and lock boxes, kind of at entry level, just learning the business and being around. So personally, I think that's really good to show your kids that.
We were just talking about Zig Ziglar before the break here. Zig Ziglar is just a great man, a great businessman to look forward to. He talks about all, like, success isn't just monetary. One of the big things he talks about with family is, he's like, bring the family in, bring them in on it, let them be a part of it.
Well, and ever since we brought Jill into it, now it's probably been about a year and a half or so, you know, that my wife is involved. It's been that much better, you know, having her there as well. She can really tell you things that maybe your employees can't. You know, one of the things that we do is there's a culture test that we do, you know, and you have to ask, you know, everybody gets asked, you know, how am I as a leader? How am I, you know, how is my communication? And, you know, I fall short on a number of different things. Sometimes your staff really won't tell you the truth. Your wife, when she works with you, she's telling you the truth. Not afraid to tell you. And having her there, and, you know, I think everybody, we have an amazing team. Everybody cares, but I'll tell you, your spouse really cares about what's going on.
Brian, let me ask you a question, because you said something super important, something I struggle with. If you live in this world with 10X and Grant Cardone and Gary Vee, and everybody's saying that if you want to make it, you got to hustle, you got to work hard, you got to work 95 hours a day. You just said something really cool. Your business coaching works to try to get you down to only 40 hours a week?
Absolutely. They want you 40, 45 hours a week. Now, it's really, you know, easy for people to go, you know, much higher than that.
That's cool.
But if you have the right staff, and it's kind of comes back to the franchising, right? I mean, you guys have, you know, formulas, or these franchises have formulas of how many employees you need and what, you know, what you need to have to run the business. The coaching part that I have tells you, if you do this number of units, this is the staff that you should have, and this is what the staff should do. And then you're, you know, my part really is kind of the rainmaker, right? I'm the one that's going out there and bringing in the people that want to buy and sell and lease real estate. And
you should be doing only the things that are revenue producing, and you're best at.
Absolutely, absolutely. So working, you know, we're all very busy, right? But most of the time, we're all working on the wrong things. There's other people in the organization that can be doing some things to keep you out in front of the people that make you the most.
Man, I just wish, this is all so good. I just wish we could keep this going forever. Brian, I mean, just so many people don't understand. I mean, people work so many hours on the wrong things. That's just such a huge thing. It's so cool that your coaching is making you get down to 40 hours a week.
Right.
Oh, there's been many times I just look at my day and thinking, man, I worked on something I didn't need to, or, you know,
oh, yeah.
I'm working into the night now because I didn't pay attention to what I needed to.
Sure.
Today.
Yeah. One little nugget before we go to break, but we did a, you know, one of my exercises was a time blocking every 15 minutes. Now,
that's
I think
insane.
Everybody thought I was nuts for doing this, right? You know, but every 15 minutes I wrote down what I was doing. I had it right next to my phone, and you track everything that you're doing. And then they look at it and go, hey, you're spending 2 or 3 hours a day working on the wrong things. Okay. So that was an eye opener for me.
So our first coaching that we did, Sean Greeley had a Net Profit Explosion, one of the best coaches in the world, I think. I mean, he's got three headquarters. He's got one here in the U.S., one in Europe, one in Australia. Brilliant man. He's just a strategic
right.
thinker. And one of the things he tries to get all of us gym owners, you know, because we know gym stuff. We don't know
right.
business stuff.
Right.
Probably similar
oh,
to your coaching.
Similar.
Sean tries to get everybody to time block.
Right.
And he would beat up on that. We never did it 15-minute increments, though. That's
right.
like next
well, you,
level.
Well, your time blocker, you know, this was just kind of a show you what you're, you know,
no,
what you're
so
doing
good.
Doing all day, you know, and if, you know, you put down in your schedule your perfect day. What does your perfect day look like? What are you spending your time on? You know, and a lot of people that get involved, they're not, you know, real business people, right? Sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and especially the real estate industry. We've all come from different, you know, different areas, different levels of education and things like that. To have somebody tell you what to do every day, or these are the things that are going to make your team run better, these are the things that are going to make your business run better, it's fantastic.
That's awesome. Robbie, did you still have one question? I can't remember.
Yeah, I wanted to, before we get on break, I wanted to make sure and just kind of give some value to everybody listening today on kind of some, if you're looking at commercial lease or you're in the process of looking for a commercial lease, what are some pitfalls over the years of experience you had kind of look into and kind of help somebody, give somebody some advice if they're starting out?
Yeah, I'd tell you, you know, at the very beginning, you talk about, you know, coming with the criteria. I mean, for us, that's a big thing. You know, get with a good local real estate agent that knows what's going on, and somebody that's willing to give you the time and the effort that, you know, that they need to, you know, to go through the whole, you know, whole process. There's a lot of moving parts, but, you know, there's, you know, the site, the location is huge, but few things like in the contract, you know, there's, you know, the escalating clause or how long, you know, what the cost is going to be at the end on a larger lease. You know, we talk a lot about tenant improvements, you know, remember working, you know, with that, trying to negotiate a good TI for the, you know, for your building, if there's a, you know, a build out. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then triple net or the CAM, you know, looking at that, you know, of where that's going to be. You know, sometimes on these new projects, you don't know for sure. You know, you got to factor in a little bit of escalation on that as well.
That's the biggest question we always get. What is triple net?
Yeah.
And I always got to answer that.
Right. Yeah. And it's, you know, and sometimes it gets a little tricky with, you know, with some of these sites, because I think we've kind of leaned a little bit more towards sites that are up and coming. Right. Mm-hmm. So we don't try to keep an eye on, you know, on that and try to set the right expectation for the, you know, for the end user.
Yeah, it's a good question. Any other gotchas or last minute, personally, anything else that you'd like to get out there as far as the interview goes before we go to break?
I don't think, unless you guys have another question.
No, you've done great on that part.
Awesome.
Don't miss the best part of the show. Robbie gets to do me and Brian this time, so don't miss Stump the Chump when we get back from break.
Our talk shows and music shows are looking for sponsors. Want to expand your brand awareness? Reach the hyper-local audience in Montgomery County? Lone Star Community Radio sponsorships accomplish this. Want to see our stats and rates? Check out irlonestar.com/sponsor for more information. Or call in and leave us a message at 936-647-3776 with your questions. Get seen on TV, YouTube, and heard on our podcast, FM, and internet radio. Support your local radio station with Lone Star Community Radio.
An estimated 1 in 10 births will result in a neonatal intensive care stay, also known as the NICU. Overnight, a family can find themselves and their newborn baby in a critical situation. The Mila Foundation financially and spiritually assists families in need. If you would like to volunteer or become a monthly sponsor, please visit us at www.themilafoundation.org. Again, that's www.themilafoundation.org, because every life matters.
For those of you who like your partners, your gumbo, and your music salty, well, we're here to help with the music. Julian Shea here, host of Lone Star Country Nights Thursday, your weekly dose of roots and Americana and all the music that makes this part of the country special. We stir in Western swing, honky-tonk, Zydeco, Texas blues, outlaw country, and put a pinch of red dirt, and then we smoke it over a slow fire. Then listen to the results Thursday nights on Conroe's 104.5 and 106.1 and worldwide at IRLoneStar.com.
All right, welcome back to Texas Franchise Radio. This is the exciting part for me. Obviously, normally I'm on the other end of Stump the Chump. I'm the one.
I'm not looking forward to this.
Brian, I've lost everyone, so you cannot let Josh win this
I've done one of these on another show, and I failed miserably.
Robbie will never hear the end of it if I win it.
Because you have to win this one, Brian. Right, I'm going to be upset. Before we kind of introduce everybody, me and Josh and Brian, we've been going to F3. We started this Saturday. It's a men's fitness group, fitness class, fellowship, fitness, and faith.
Yep.
It's a free event that they put on here. I think it's all over the country.
It is. It started in Charlotte, and actually this is, you know, from part of my coaching, you know, you get to go and do a site visit. So your coach for that semester, you start with them. Okay, what they do every day, what makes them successful. And one of the things that, you know, I see this common thread, these successful people get up early.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting up early enough. And they exercise, and I'm not exercising enough. Right?
Well, we did both those this morning.
We did. I know. We need to do it again. But so we started, you know, their day started at 4:30. Okay. And part of my homework, if you will, from my coach is go find something. You got to work out and go start earlier, start your day earlier, because we all need to get more in. So we did this F3. It was a great, great workout. I came back to Houston and looked it up, and it's just right down the street. So tell a little bit about it.
Yeah, so we show up, we do the event. It's a military-style workout, and at the end of it, we all come together, and if you're FNG, a friendly new guy, at the end, you say a little bit about yourself, and they give you a nickname.
Somehow, this was good.
Josh gets in there, and they nickname him Choppa, which makes sense. That guy.
Why would they name you Choppa?
You know, the whole helicopter thing. Yeah.
So Josh gets up there. You're in the circle. There's 10 or 12 guys. You're in the circle. Josh gets up there and starts telling his story of flying these helicopters and everything. And, of course, it's very interesting. They have no problem at all getting a nickname for him. Choppa. Yeah, really cool. Boom, that's good.
Yeah.
So, Robbie gets up there. Okay.
I get up there. I try to push it. I don't know if you've seen me.
I'm
like playing poker. Give me something cool.
Yeah, give me something cool, right?
They asked me, what did you eat last night? I was like...
Well, let me go back and say this. If you're up there for a few minutes and they can't find anything interesting about you, then it's not good. They found... Josh, they found something in it.
Well, helicopter. Okay. Helicopter, they all slapped hands.
Now,
that's cool.
I thought the poker stuff was interesting. Yeah. I was going for, but the names were too cool, right?
Yeah, they were too cool.
So they're not doing that. You know, we all have some weird names.
Yeah. So somehow they asked me what I ate that night before. I was at a reception after a wedding, and so I ate some wedding food, drank a couple of beers.
It wasn't wedding food. You said it was pulled pork and this and that, and you know, and somebody goes, heartburn. Yes. And that's his call name. So we have Choppa and Heartburn. Okay, so I'm thinking, okay, my life is not that interesting. I'm not going to get Choppa 2 or anything like that from, you know, with Josh. Robbie, I said, you know, Robbie had something really cool with his, you know, gambling. I said, that's not going to happen. So I get up and tell my story, and of course, I'm the most boring guy there, okay? I'm going through everything, and we're going through, and nobody's coming up with a name yet. I'm going through and everything. And I'm the oldest guy. I'm talking about real estate and everything. And they said, well, what are your hobbies? And I'm thinking, man, what a loser. I don't even have a hobby. I work. And you know what? I like food and beverage. And so somebody yells out.
He literally
out,
said my hobby. I'd like
to eat and drink. And somebody yells out buffet. And everybody cracks up. So my name is Buffet.
Yeah. So Chopper. Heartburn buffet. So buffet. I didn't feel as bad being named Heartburn when followed up with buffet.
And then, you know, they try to make me feel better. I go, yeah, Brian, we come to your office and there's always food out there. And, you know, everything's all lined up. We have this big table. Jill has this table that's probably 8 or 10 feet long with food all the time.
Brian serves a full buffet at his office every day. Yeah, so it's actually the perfect name for him.
We do these happy hours. We're you know, we're feeding people and all of that. So buffet.
So that's what leading into the name for Stump the Chump. Everybody knows what Stump the Chump is. I ask Brian Buffet Schweiker some questions, and then Josh the Choppa Cherry. And I got 8 questions here. They're all regarding some type of franchise business.
Oh.
The first one's going to be a super hard question, and it gets kind of easier.
Well, are you going to ask Josh first?
No, start off with Brian, but I got 8 questions. At the end of it, there's a tie. I got a tiebreaker question.
Okay.
And then if you lose, we have, I think we used to have a stump
to jump
hat.
We have a fireman hat around here somewhere that you got to wear.
We gotta got to wear it. The rest of the radio show.
I like it.
So, all right, we're going to start with Brian.
Good luck, Brian.
Thank you, sir.
What are the cities in Texas that the 2 NFL football teams are located?
Oh, nice. Houston and Dallas.
All right. Ding, ding, ding.
I'm so good.
I'm already looking forward.
This is awesome.
All right.
Oh, this is good.
All right, Josh.
Thank you for that.
How much honey does a single worker bee produce?
Oh, day, month, or week?
In its lifetime.
Oh, 5.8 ounces.
Is that 1/12 of a teaspoon?
No. All
right, I give that a 0.
I'll give that a 0.
That's a good answer, though. Got me on my heels for a second.
Very good.
Is that African or European?
Man, he thought.
Oh, that was so good.
All right, Brian.
That was so good.
Known for its burgers, this franchise has one of the best real estate portfolios.
Oh, McDonald's.
Yeah. Oh,
you know it.
That. All right,
2 for Brian.
Love it, 2. I see where this is going. I love this. You can invite me back anytime.
Hey, Josh, how much is McDonald's real estate portfolio worth?
Ooh,
the real estate portfolio. Hmm. Let's see. We got 54,000 studios. Tom, can I use a calculator?
You can use whatever you want.
So we've got roughly 50,000 stores, and the build-out's probably a million apiece. I probably shouldn't need a calculator
for
that.
You want me to do a multiple choice?
Please.
All right, we have A, $5
billion. $5
billion. C, $10
billion. Ooh. A, $5
billion. Wrong. It's $40
billion.
Dang it. Nice.
Oh, I think my calculation was telling me $50 billion. Dang it, that's what I should have went with. I was close, almost got you.
You were close.
I love it.
All right, Brian.
Okay.
This is about REMAX, so hopefully,
hopefully I
can
get this
one
right.
And this is going to be both y'all and whoever gets the closest.
Okay.
How many franchises does REMAX have in the U.S.?
Oh.
Agents or?
Just franchises.
Franchises.
In the U.S.
I guess that would be offices.
Yeah.
Because agents would be a lot more than what I have.
Is it, you got it closest to it, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brian.
No, I thought you were going first. In the U.S.
I mean, if I was in the system, I would know the answer.
That's what I
should. I should know this. And I'm not even going to get anywhere close. I don't even know where to start. I'm going to say 3,000. I don't know.
All right, 3,000 for Brian.
I can't be right.
You just got to be closer. Well, I'm going to take the easy one on this since I've been getting kicked out. So I'm going to say 3,001 just to know that just to cinch it up here.
We have 3,729 units or
no.
franchises. So Josh is 1. So Brian's 2.
Wow.
Josh is 1.
Way to go, Josh.
I'm on
he did the prices. He did the prices.
I'm impressed that was only 700. Off.
Me too. I was going to go like 5,000.
All right. This will go, since Josh got that one, this will go back to Brian.
Okay.
With REMAX being number 1 real estate company on the franchise 500 list. So this is number 1 real estate franchise company.
Okay.
On the franchise 500 list. Who is 2nd on that list?
Real estate was.
Yeah, real estate company was. If you don't get it, it'll go back over to you.
Okay.
Keller Williams.
Yep. Brian's
right.
Boom.
I'm glad I don't even know any other ones.
Right.
I figured you knew that one.
It's going to be like Brian Swiger Associates.
I like it.
All right, Josh. What year was REMAX founded? I'll do a multiple choice because it's kind of hard just pulling off.
Okay.
A, 1960. B, 1953. C, 1995. Or D, 1973.
D, 1973.
Oh, man, you were correct.
Wow. Look at you. Good guess.
All right. So this is, I told him
you guys couldn't see that. I was telling him the number.
This is for everything. Or this is for the tie. So okay. I'll kick it over to Josh for the tie.
Okay.
If he misses, it's wrong. It's a multiple choice.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So Dave Thomas, he's the founder of Wendy's. He learned about the franchise business working under what brand?
Oh, what a good question.
Ooh.
A, KFC. B, McDonald's. C, Burger King. D, Dunkin' Donuts.
Duncan shouldn't have been there yet. I don't think. McDonald's seems obvious, but I mean, I'm gonna say McDonald's.
A, KFC.
Dang it.
There you go.
All right. Do you want to, you want me to just ask the tiebreaker question and y'all just give a.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Brian, you win. Congratulations,
Brian.
I am the chump.
Thank you.
The new reigning chump.
Well, just to kind of finish it off, the tiebreaker question would have been how many possible ways, this is mine and Brenna's favorite restaurant.
Okay.
Or not favorite restaurant, but one of them. How many possible ways are there to order a burger from Five Guys?
Oh, I've heard this before. Gosh. 52.
52 ways?
Yeah. I have no idea.
I don't either. 36.
They got 1,000 like toppings up there. 250,000 ways.
No.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
We suck.
Wow. Yeah. We're going to Five Guys.
I was using letters and stuff. I wasn't even close. Man, what a great show. Is that it for Stump the Chump?
I do enjoy being on this side of Stump the Chump. It's a lot easier than being on that side.
So. I really enjoyed it.
Brian, thank you so much for being on the show. You're a heck of a man, a great leader, father, husband, real estate agent, just mentor. We've enjoyed getting to know you. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really enjoyed it. Thank you for the invite.
Everybody, thanks for listening to Texas Franchise Radio. We'll be back next month, last Tuesday of the month. You know, as always, you can watch the replay on Facebook at Texas Franchise Radio. We'll see you next month.
Thank you for listening to Texas Franchise Radio, where we bring on all the local franchise experts. If you liked the show, please share it with your friends. If you have any questions you'd like answered live on the show, send them to @TexasFranchiseRadio on Facebook. Till next time.
Texas Franchise Radio. You ready? Let's go. Robbie and Josh going live, and it's time to hit the road. You were tuned in to Texas Franchise Radio. Oh, you're in the business, well, this is what you need. Reppin' Texas, they professionals up in the industry. What we talking about? We talking business models, investing franchises. We going full throttle, learn about the industry. I know you got the questions, we're trying to help you grow and take it to the next level. Straight up. Franchise operators and the experts. It's time to tune in and expand your network. So let's see how it's all done and how it's operated in the local Texas market. Time to get us educated. Robbie and Josh going live. Time to hit the road. You tune in to Texas Franchise Radio. Get your business popping. Yeah, they came to let you know. You tune in to Texas Franchise Radio. Oh.